Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on July 9th, 2020. My guest this morning is Mayor Diana Broderson. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Well, obviously, I know you've had quite the week since Sunday. So
sure.
I would just want to jump right in, if I could. You probably knew, as far as the mask proclamation, that there was going to be some opposition. But did you even imagine it would be so over the top?
Well, no. I knew there were some people who don't believe in the efficacy of face coverings. And so I knew that there would be some pushback. And, you know, what we found typically, you know, is pretty common that the naysayers are usually the loudest.
Right.
But I have found a tremendous amount of continual support pouring in every day from average citizens, businesses, churches, health organizations, restaurants, on and on. So overwhelmingly, the support of the community is to mandate these face masks, because we're certainly seeing that the voluntarily wearing them is not being followed well enough.
Right, right. Well, and we're seeing right now, I mean, we've got 33 states that are trending upward with COVID.
Yes.
And, you know, you're not the only mayor that has called for this mandate. You're seeing it in Atlanta, Cleveland, Boise. So it's happening in much bigger places than Muscatine. And a lot of people are just, you know what, saying, okay, we'll just do this because this is not going away. And it feels like there's not a whole lot of patience right now with a lot of people.
I agree. And, you know, I also believe, besides feeling a responsibility to protect the health and lives of people in Muscatine, protecting our economy is another very important thing that I feel weighing on us. And I don't believe that it is anywhere near the best interest of Muscatine for us to have restaurants, bars, businesses, organizations have to close down as a result. And according to our health experts, and I really like to lean on our local health experts and our Iowa health experts, rather than from all around the country or looking on Facebook or Googling or YouTube. I like to listen to our local ones who
yes.
are saying, you know, if we work on this prevention method of social distancing and wearing face coverings, then, and we do it more diligently, then our odds, our chances to prevent having things close again are greatly improved, let alone, you know, the transfer of the virus. What possible negative is there? I can't find one.
No, no. Well, also, with the mandate, do you still stand by it, or would you be willing to amend it? I mean, I don't really know how you would amend it. Somebody asked me, well,
sure.
Can she amend it? But I don't know how you would do that.
Right. So, you know, I'm willing to, and I reached out, you know, I think a lot of folks, I haven't had a chance to fully explain, as you know, when people aren't allowed to finish their thought, it makes it more difficult for mm-hmm. other people to understand where they're coming from. Clearly, when we had our press conference on Sunday, the director of public health was there to explain a lot of the background information regarding this proclamation and the use of face coverings and their efficacy in slowing down the spread of coronavirus right here in Muscatine, as well as Dr. Prasad, who came to, you know, really talk about some of the misinformation that's out there and explain how this will help us.
Right.
Certainly we know that there are those naysayers, and that's going to happen no matter what you try to do. But clearly, I didn't do this in a vacuum or a bubble. I had a great deal of advice and collaboration with health experts, with public health, with attorneys, our city attorney and his the other people, his associates, you know, that weighed in, as well as, you know, from restaurant and business leaders, and many people were consulted in this. It wasn't just a whim that I came up with on my own.
Right. Well, what I noticed after reading, you know, on your Facebook page, just some of the what you had to say when people were not letting you finish at the press conference and that kind of thing. What I'm seeing mostly with a lot of these comments, too, is that masks aren't apparently seen as helpful. They're political now. And we've made a face covering political, and that blows my mind.
It blows my mind, too. I can't even imagine, you know, when I try to explain to people, to me, it has no political basis whatsoever.
Right.
Maybe other people think of it that way, but I clearly don't. You know, I'm looking at what's best for the city of Muscatine. Certainly, any opportunity that we have to prevent cases of COVID-19 is a positive, and clearly any possible chance we have to make a better positive outcome for our economy. How could, I just can't even fathom how that could even be political.
Right.
You know, one is health and one is finance, you know, and even if you were trying to make it political, one might be on this side and one might be on that side. I mean, the two don't necessarily even go together politically.
Right.
So it blows my mind that people would say that this is political, because for me, it clearly is not. It's about protecting Muscatine individuals as well as our businesses and organizations.
Right. Well, okay, so one more question, if you don't mind, if you got the time.
Not at all.
So, again, on a lot of these threads, especially Facebook, because it can be so incendiary with comments, a lot of misinformation, like we talked about earlier. You see, I mean, I even went in and I had to tell somebody that the post that they just made was actually proven false. Where would you recommend people who are the naysayers, who don't believe you in the science behind it, where would you recommend they go to actually get the information without, you know, if they don't want to listen to anybody, but they want to find it themselves, where do you recommend they go for that?
I think the best place for people in Muscatine to go is either to our local public health, Muscatine County Public Health, or the Iowa Department of Public Health. As we know, you know, health is different wherever you go. Not that masks or face coverings or the virus is different, but certainly where the virus is seen, hot spots, what kind of remedies would work best, you know. Where are the biggest cases? Are they in long-term health, from long-term health facilities? Are they from people in the bars? Are they from, you know, a variety of things? You're going to find the best information that you can, the more local that you can keep it. So our local public health takes phone calls and will guide them in the right direction, and certainly going on the Iowa Department of Public Health's website.
Okay. And once
I did want to say one more thing on the businesses, if I possibly could.
Please do.
I think some people have questioned a lot about not understanding how this the business is. And I've had several reach out to me. I mean, many, many. And one underlying theme that they're sharing is that when they are forced to make the decision themselves, and I'm talking about small businesses, big ticket stores, that are, you know, your Menards, your Costco, they can make decisions on face masks and not have it affect their bottom line as much, because people are going to go there anyway because they need to. But for our small businesses, they do not want to have to make the choice on their own, masks are mandated in my store or masks are not. And what they're finding is part of their customers want it, part of their customers don't. So if they're forced to make the decision, they are automatically alienating the other part and losing part of their customer base. And that's a terrible position to put our businesses in. And so they have asked for us to make that decision, for me to make that decision. And that way that it takes it out of their hands and they can say, well, the mayor mandated it, so that's why. And that way they don't alienate any of their customers. They are so financially strained from the closure they already had that anything we can do to help them, it's much like a teenager who doesn't really want to go anywhere and says to their mom, can I go spend the night at Susie's? And then they mouth to the mom, say no. You know, it's kind of like that. You know, the analogy that I think of it. They're looking to us to help them keep every single possible customer that they can. And why we would choose to not stand beside our small businesses, our restaurant owners, and do that to help them, I think I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't.
I can appreciate that. And yes, I think that is what your job is. You're supposed to be taking care of us. That was one more thing that I said on your post was somebody was really, really just railing. And I said, yeah, I can't stand it when people care about me either. And that's all I kept thinking was, why are we so upset that your mayor cares about you? I don't get it. But I do. I so appreciate your time, and thank you so much again for coming on and for always coming on whenever I ask you. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Amy.
You have a great day, and you've been listening to Moving Forward on KWPC, the Voice of Muscatine.
You've been listening to Moving Forward on the Voice of Muscatine, KWPC, AM 860, FM 95.1. Thanks to our sponsor, MPW Digital TV and MockLink Internet, the local providers at mpw.org. And remember, Moving Forward, each weekday at 8:15 to learn how Muscatine is on the move.